This is the prayer for perfect love. This is a series of scriptural affirmations about how much God loves you. It's phrased in the first person. So it starts with, I am loved by God and nothing can move me. This is so that you can listen in and identify with it and make it personal for yourself. And as you listen to this, see yourself being soaked with the love of God. And at the end of the prayer, put your hands out and receive the love of God into your heart and into your life. Here it is, the prayer for perfect love. I am loved by God, and nothing can move me, for He has given me the spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. I have the faith that overcomes the world. God's perfect love casts out all my fears, because God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. God is faithful and just and has forgiven me all my sins. They have been cast into the depths of the sea and are no more. God has created me and knows my frame and all my inner thoughts. God loves every molecule of my body and He formed it in the womb. My body is for the Lord, and the Lord is for my body. And God is kind and gracious towards all that He has made. God's plans for me are good. Plans for a future and a hope. And God is working all things together for good for me. In His great love, God has had mercy upon me and I am saved. God has given me His Son, Jesus Christ, and with Him all things. And Jesus Christ is my advocate in heaven, where His blood pleads for me and delivers me from wrath. I am safe in God. I am justified. I am not condemned in any way. If God is for me, then who can be against me? For greater is He who is in me than he who is in the world. Nothing can separate me from the love of Christ. No tribulation, no distress, no persecution, no famine, not even nakedness or peril or sword. In fact, in all these things I am more than a conqueror, through Him who loves me and gave Himself for me. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus my Lord. Therefore, I now willingly receive the love of God in all its fullness. I ask to now be filled completely with the Holy Spirit of love, that I, being now rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that I might be filled with all the fullness of God.